And just a quick heads up, Alex Bowman, who was like originally slated for this room because he finished third, he will be in the main Zoom room. So if you are looking for Bowman, just know that Alex will be in the main Zoom, Zoom number one, where the race winner is featured as well. And Chase Elliott is now in the room. And so we're going to start bringing him in.
Hey, can you give me just 2 minutes, please?
Yes, Chase, no problem.
Yeah, give me just 1 second. Not long. I'm good if y'all are.
All right, Chase, thank you for joining us. We're going to go straight to questions for Chase. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get to as many as we can. And we are going to start with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Chase, was your car worse at the end of the race compared to the opening stage, or is it just the merit track position?
I actually thought we got our car back pretty decent there at the end. You know, obviously Kevin was very fast and just couldn't find a way around the 22. But I thought we were better than we were in the middle stages of the race. So I had a couple bad restarts there just after halfway and fell too far back and just took a long time to get back up where we needed to be.
And were you concerned at all that NASCAR might make you come in to fix the radios to make sure that you could hear your spotter, or did you have any sense that you felt like you could hear enough of them that it wasn't an unsafe situation?
I didn't think it was unsafe. Honestly, I never even thought that. Short track dirt racers around the country race with spotters every weekend. So we have both. I don't know why we can't handle it if your radios go bad.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Lewis Torres. Go ahead, Lewis.
Hey, Zeus. And in difficult circumstances like this, does it make you appreciate more having a clear radio communication without having to rely on signals and all that?
Yeah, certain situations, knowing what we're doing as far as coming to pit road, things of that nature. But luckily, I could hear him under caution. I just couldn't hear him once we went green, we made those green flag stops early in the race, and luckily that was it. So it could have been worse.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Chase, you mentioned the restarts in the middle of the race. Obviously, these restarts were wild throughout. Looking back, what kind of went wrong or didn't go your way? I know a lot of times it's as much what somebody else does as opposed to what you're doing.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes, you try to get greedy and end up just hurting yourself. I feel like that's kind of what I did there on a couple occasions. So hard to sometimes to have a big run and realize that not doing something with it is going to net you better in a couple laps. And that's just, something I need to do a better job of.
Obviously the struggles of last year in this round, to get a strong finish, what does this mean, even though you fall back and out of a transfer spot with Joey winning?
I think for us, we just have to treat it every week like it's our last chance, like it's the last race of the year, because, that's the best way I think that we can approach them. And I think if you were to ever make the final four one day, you're going to be better prepared for it because you got to go to that last race and likely win. So I think the more we put ourselves in that position and recognize that now, the better off we'll be and the better we'll be prepared.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, we're going to take one final question for Chase, and that will be to Tucker. Go ahead.
Chase, did your team ever figure out what was causing the communication issues? And if so, what was causing it?
I'm not sure. You know, they could hear me. I couldn't hear them. So that kind of tells me something with, an earplug or something along those lines. Because the rest of it seemed like it was working, working fine. But I don't know for sure.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Chase, we appreciate your time and safe travels home. Thank you for joining us.
All right, thanks. You bet.
Okay, getting a couple questions on who will actually be joining us. So we've had Chase join us. It's our understanding that Kurt Busch will dial in here in the next, actually, speaking of Kurt Busch, he just joined us in this room. So we're gonna go ahead and bring him into the main room here. Kurt, can you hear us?
Tony, get your bag. So I don't have my bag this time, so we're good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can button that up. Hey, guys, I got you.
Hi, Kurt. Thank you for joining us. Obviously, a disappointing day for your team, so we appreciate you making time to speak with a few of the media. And if you have a question for Kurt, go ahead and raise your hand, and we'll get in as many questions as we can. And we're going to talk, Chris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Kurt, I mean, pretty obvious that you most likely have to win one of the last two. How do you feel about your prospects of doing so?
Yeah, I felt like we had to win out either Kansas, Texas is our best opportunity, Martinsville. When you start the round of eight against these guys who have, all those points, all those stage points and points in the bank, we knew we needed to do something spectacular. We just didn't expect an engine failure. So we couldn't decide. We had Kansas circled, we had Texas circled, but now we know it's all about Texas, and we're going in there with everything we've got.
Thank you.
All right, do I have additional questions for Kurt? Okay, Tucker, go ahead.
Kurt, what exactly have your team figured out what caused the engine to go and what caused it? If so, what caused it?
I'm sure they're all looking into it. Hendrick Engines has been bulletproof the last few years, and it's a big surprise to all of us. So nothing really is showing a big indication of what went wrong. Maybe a valve, and then eventually the valve broke, and then once it broke, it then just started rattling around and locked up a rod. But who knows? That's all speculation. But we just lost power, and then eventually something was catastrophic, and it ended our day early.
And considering how many that many drivers can go an entire season without an engine going kablooey, what exactly is stopping engines from going kablooey now so why do we not see it happen as often now these days?
You know, it's really weird. Quality control is very high, and the amount of attention to detail is at an all-time high. I mean, I haven't seen an engine failure in years. And so, you know, whether it's a Chevy or a Ford or a Toyota, everybody is spot on. So this is one of those fluke things that we have to get to the bottom of.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we're going to take one final question. Go ahead, Dustin Long.
Yeah, Kurt, can you just talk about what the restarts were like today and how much, I mean, obviously restarts I know can be insane. What they might be like, is that going to be one of the key things next week at Texas?
Yeah, Kansas is really racy as far as low lane, middle lane, high lane, and then we're close to wide open. And so you have the draft that plays out similar to a super speedway. Kansas, it's so racy at the beginning, and with the cooler temperatures, there's so much going on. And man, I felt like there was a few times where we charged right up through there, and then I couldn't break free to end up in that top four grouping. I'd end up like fifth to eighth, and then have to wait for that whole fuel run to have another shot at the short run speed. So restarts are awesome at all these mile and a halfs. You have to be ready for anything and everything. And so with Texas, I think it'll be a little bit more mute because we all have to lift in turn one. It's hard to hold it wide open in turn one at Texas. So that's where handling comes back into play.
Thank you.
So. All right, Kurt, we appreciate you joining us, and safe travels home.
Great. Thank you.
All right. And to the media who are still here with us, Martin Truex Jr. is now in the room, and we're going to get him connected and started here very shortly. Martin, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello. All right. Thank you for joining us for the second time today. And we are going to roll straight to questions. And Dustin Long, go ahead with your question for Martin.
Thank you. Martin, how you look at today and move on to next week to Texas.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, disappointed in the way we ran today. And, you know, the playoffs come and, you know, you get into this round of eight going for four. It's, it's tough. You got to be, you got to be at the top of your game. And we just missed it a bit today. So, our car was really fast on the long runs. Just took too long to come in, you know, couldn't gain track position and had trouble fending off guys in restarts. So really it was, just a tough day overall. We tried hard. We made a lot of adjustments. We never could quite get the thing to do what we wanted. So, you know, from here on out, it's probably, it's probably a must win. So, with that being said, I think, we got two tracks coming up that we can do that at. So we'll just, we'll keep digging and see what we can do.
I know they talked on the broadcast about you guys are trying to get a table to get it to stick. What were you looking to get or hoping that the tape would do, and how much did that impact what you were talking about with the performance of the car by not having it?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly hurts. You know, I mean, you know, we were probably running, 50 degrees too cool or so. And, that's quite a bit of tape. So, tape's free speed and you can't afford to give that up at a track as fast as Kansas.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Martin, you said that it's probably a must win, but I mean, will you look at points even and say, okay, we need to try to gain this many next week to have a shot, or do you not fill your head up with those type of things?
No, not really. I mean, I think you try to gain as many points as you can, you know, Bob, no matter what the situation is, at any point in the race, I'm, trying to get all I can and be in the best position possible. So, I mean, I think as the whole team, as a whole, that's what we're trying to do. I mean, I think there'll be some decisions maybe have to be made pit strategy wise somewhere along the line that say, you know, potential for stage points, or do you give those up and try to get track position down the line? So, yeah, those are, I think, discussions we'll have. But, you know, for me, you know, it's always about driving as hard as I can and doing the best job I can do and get as many points as I can in every situation that presents itself.
You moved up really well in that first stage. I mean, were you feeling pretty good? Like, okay, started in the back and got a shot at this thing, or did you know even after in the first stage, that was going to be pretty difficult to get through the top 10?
I knew pretty well once I got there that it was like, okay, you know, I'm not making any more ground up, you know, and we were, I think, 13th or 14th there coming towards the end of the stage or to the comp yellow. I think we got to 12th, but we weren't gaining any more ground on the guys in front of us. So, you know, I knew we were going to have to get better. We just, you know, we could never find it. We really, really you know, for whatever reason, even throughout the year, this year, just I feel like the hotter races really suited us well. And when it seems like when it gets colder, we struggle a little bit more for speed. So maybe need to look at doing something a little different for Texas, but we'll wait and see what James wants to do. And you know, certainly definitely like when it's hot and slick, and it certainly Thank wasn't you. That today.
All right, Martin, we appreciate your time and we wish you travels home.
Thanks, guys.
All right, and to the media who are here with us in the second Zoom, friendly reminder that we are all clear with drivers who are scheduled to come to this Zoom link. We will have the audio and video from this session on NASCARmedia.com. If you have any questions, feel free to let us know. We look forward to talking to you later this week. Y'all have a great night. Bye.